The Journey Part 2. My roommate and I returned to the screen not too long after what we read. "Who do you suppose the corpse, well, belongs to?" he asked me. "I'm guessing it's the wife of the first one we found," I answered. "Let's just search it and get out of here. We have the map." "Yeah, hurry up." It seemed the game we were playing was having more of an effect on me than I thought. We were speaking, as if we were actually there, and, in a way, we were. "Search corpse." "You search the body to find nothing of use, but feel even more sickly than before. You need to leave the house now." "What do you do?" "Well, get out of there," my roommate nodded. "I will, but I am also curious to find out what happens if I don't," I replied. "Well, I am not. Let's go." I commanded the character to leave the house, and soon it was reading out the paragraph that described the outside and what were the obvious choices. "Open map." You open the map to reveal the world before you. You now know there is a village to the north. What do you do? "Go north." You proceed towards the village, and it is a long journey. As you journey along the dirt road, you are soon surrounded by trees and night draws in. You hear the howl of wolves far off, and fear their howls may grow closer. As you walk over a hill, you see the decrepit village. The houses are falling apart and the gate you walk through is battered and rotted. Several homes are no more than piles of ash or splinters, but you spy three perfectly intact buildings. One appears to be a home, the second appears to be a library, and the third is a tavern. What do you do? "A few drinks sound good," I chuckled, the ill thoughts of what I imagined in the house fading now. "Yeah, I'm feeling that too, but I doubt tasting digital beer will hit the same spot as a real one," my roommate laughed. "Actually, it's been a while since we've eaten anything. I'm ordering pizza." "The coffee not holding you?" "You think it would, but unlike you, I work out. I need protein to maintain my physique, and there is plenty of protein on a ham and mushroom special." "What do you want?" His talk of food suddenly sent a powerful hunger through me. I told him I would have the same, and turned back to the screen. I began typing a command, and he watched as he called the pizza place. "Enter the tavern, the door is closed, open tavern door, the tavern door is open." I rolled my eyes and looked at him. That was a habit I hated, but it was all a part of the experience. "Enter the tavern and close the door." As you enter the tavern, you take in all the warm lights and sounds. There are several patrons within the tavern nursing mead in tankards, talking with warm hearts despite the misfortune that the town has been through. There are two who don't seem to ignore you, the bartender who stands behind the counter wearing a thick mustache and suspicious eyes for one, and the second being a child who peeks over the counter beside him. What do you do? "Observe tavern." The patrons don't move, there are two doors and a set of stairs. One door leads back outside, the other leads into what smells like a kitchen, and the stairs lead to a second floor which is marked for the guest rooms. What do you do? "Talk to bartender." You walk over to the bartender, and he greets you with a grunt. The small girl beside him waves. What do you ask? "What is his name?" "My name is Robert, I own this place, Robert," the bartender tells you. "This here is my own flesh and blood, Bianca. How can I help you, sir?" "Where am I?" The bartender shakes his head, unsure of how to respond. "Can I buy a pizza?" The bartender shakes his head, unsure of how to respond. "Okay, now you're just taking the piss," my roommate responded, ending the call after making out orders. You started it by putting pizza on my mind, I told him. I'm just glad we have a break from the confusion. There is plenty to do in the town. Just focus on the goal at hand. We have to reach the end of the story before anyone else does. So far, nobody has been able to solve the story, and that's for a good reason. I know, but I wanted to try, geez. Do you have a room to rent? Ah, well, yes, but the one I have available can't be rented for gold, the bartender replies. However, if you answer my riddle you can own it, as long as you wish. What is your riddle? I have no legs, no arms, but eyes and ears all around. What am I? I turned to look at my roommate, and he shrugged his shoulders. Don't look at me, he replied. I know some riddles, but never heard of that one. I have to think on it. Don't think too long. You said it yourself, we don't have much time. We sat there for a while considering answers and trying them, but none proved correct until I entertained a thought that had been nagging me. After a few minutes of not answering, I placed my fingers on the keys and typed. The game. Ah, well done. The room is yours, the bartender hands you a bronze key and points to the stairs. The room is the first on your right. I tried to keep it in neat condition, but you're not the first to enter it. I believe you are the fourth. Have a good night's rest. Tavern room key added to inventory. What do you do? Whoa, I whispered. We're the fourth to enter the room. I don't think he is referring to other real people, my roommate clarified. But my answer to the riddle, you heard the rumor too, the game knows. Maybe, but I hope not. Eyes and ears everywhere, it sounds too risky for a game to be advertising. Yeah, that's an exaggeration, but I think. There was a knock at the door. Hold that thought, pizza is here.